Thank you. problem that we see in this passage of Scripture. And I'm sure you already know what the problem is. What's the problem? Lazarus has died. Mary and Martha's brother had died. Lazarus, again, Mary and Martha's brother, the very good friend of Jesus himself, had died, and grief had invaded this once happy family. That's the problem that had almost defeated them. I mean, if there's anything worse than watching or even hearing about a loved one dying, I don't know what that is. I mean, let's face it, death is an ugly event. Even if we expect it, death invades our homes and brings division, discouragement, disillusionment, and even defeat. I mean, when a loved one dies, our heart aches. And some of those memories may be coming up now in your own lives as I'm talking about this, of experiences that you've had in your own life. But just bear with me, because I promise it's going to get gooder and gooder as we go through this one. For Martha and Mary, and for you and me, there is another truth that we also need to understand, that death is a universal event. As the writer of Hebrews tells us, and as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. One day, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, we're all going to die, unless the rapture takes place first. And throughout Scripture, throughout history, there have only been two people that have ever lived that have never experienced birth. You know who they might be? No, experienced life, but never had to go through birth. Adam and Eve. Now, you're getting to the second question. You're ahead of me. You must have been looking at my notes. Throughout Scripture, throughout history, there have been two people who have been born and live and are in heaven now, but never experienced death. You know who they might be? I bet you never thought you might have a quiz this morning, did you? Enoch was one. Genesis tells us he walked with God, and along their walk, God says, hey, look, my place is closer. How about coming home with me? And he did. And then Elijah. Elijah was taken up in that whirlwind. Anyway, when my time comes, I'm ready. And I trust that you are, too. Every day that passes, we get closer to that time. We will not be here on this earth any longer. Someone has mathematically figured it out. The average age of an individual, and this is what they came up with, beginning if you start at 7 a.m. in the morning. So if you're 15, or anybody 15 here? Damien, how old are you? Okay, about to be 15 then. The time for you on this clock is 10:25 a.m. If you're 25, it's 12:42 p.m. If you're 35, it's 3 p.m. in the afternoon. If you're 45, it's 5:16 p.m. If you're 55, it's 7:34 p.m. If you're like me, it's 65, it's 9:55 p.m. And if you are 70, it's already 11 p.m. Good news, huh? Now, another thing about this problem is that death is an unexpected event. You know, we don't usually get a 2 weeks' notice when we're about to die. Martha and Mary probably thought that Lazarus, he was going to recover and everything was going to be fine. But death had another idea for him. That even though we know death is coming, it still takes us by surprise. I want to tell you about this story about a man who made an agreement with death. He told the Grim Reaper that he would willingly go when his time came, but only on one condition, that death would send a messenger.